Can you manufacture attraction? Can it be created? That's the question we're going to address in this video. I'm going to jump right into this email and then we'll discuss this. All right. So he says here, I want to give you an example of something that I think you'll have a hard time rebutting. PUAs say you can create attraction. Imagine you're at a gay bar. Don't ask why, just go with it. And you're sitting down and the gay guy comes up to you and starts flirting with you. He's, quote, escalating with touching and all those other techniques. What would your response be? To tell him to fuck off, right? I mean, I hope so. My point is attraction can't be created. Nothing that gay guy could do would make you want to fuck him because you aren't attracted to him. Does that make sense? It's the same for short, ugly guys and women. All right, so I don't know what you guys think, but at a surface level, this seems like a pretty good argument, right? I mean, all right, that's probably true. There's nothing that gay guy is going to possibly do that's going to make me attracted to him because I'm not gay. Now, the problem with this is that's actually not entirely true. Now, in my case, I would say that's true for me just because I'm completely straight. There's a lot of people that are not completely straight. And in addition to that, if you think about this, right, have you ever seen a drag queen? Have you ever seen a trans person, all right, who it looks very feminine, all right? You know, in fact, not only do a lot of men potentially look feminine or dress feminine, okay, or undergo hormone therapy or whatever to become more feminine, there's a whole fetish for this, right? Guys, there is definitely areas of the interwebs where guys look up and specifically want to see, you know, chicks with dicks. Okay, let's just put it out there. Okay, so what I'm saying is that it's not exactly that black and white. So in that case, let's say that you're at this gay bar and you don't know you're at a gay bar or whatever. Let's say you're in some location and some gay guy starts hitting on you, but he appears to be a woman, right? He puts on makeup, he has a wig, he has hair, he's dressed like a woman. You may be attracted to that guy, okay, because he has created that attraction by using the attraction signals that work for you as a man, right? So when you think about just makeup in general, that's exactly what the purpose of it is, right? It's looking at exploiting some biological instinctive traits, right, that cause attraction, right? So think about it, right? Women do this all the time. They manufacture attraction. They create attraction by emphasizing certain things, right? When women put mascara on, right, it draws attention to the eyes, makes them more attractive. The blush on their face signifies youth and beauty, right? The lipstick, right? All of these things, and even the way that they dress or wear their hair, all of these things can signify and create attraction, right? So attraction can be created, and yes, a gay guy could do that. And not only, another scary thing to think about is that there are actually a lot of gay guys that try to convert straight guys. It's fun for them. Again, not every gay guy. I'm not trying to say anything negative about anyone that's gay, but what I'm saying is that it is a thing, okay? And a lot of gay guys will actually try that. And I've been in social situations where a gay guy has hit on me and I've told him I'm straight, and then he still pursues and still tries to. And why would he do that? Because he knows that sometimes he does succeed in doing that. So all I'm saying here is that example doesn't exactly work. It's not exactly what you think. You know, if you paint it that way, you could say, oh, yeah, sure, that's true. And maybe, you know, I'm not going to, you know, fall for it. I'm not going to be attracted. That's certainly a possibility, you know, or certainly in my case, I can be pretty certain about that. But what I'm saying is that you can't just say that as a blanket case, right? And again, when it comes down to attraction signals, right, like I said, there are certain attraction signals that someone could create that would make you feel attracted, just like women do that. So, you know, men are visual creatures, right, for the most part, right? And so those attraction signals that women use to create attraction in men, those work most on the visual, right? Now, of course, women are visual to a degree as well. Let's not deny that. But a lot of the attraction signals that women have for men do not have to do with just looks. Some of them do, okay? And you can enhance some of those things, right? But a lot of them do not. They have to do with how the woman perceives you. And there are things like masculinity, right? Being a man that other women want, for instance, right? That's an attraction signal, right? Women would be attracted to you just based on the fact that you are of high status or that other women want you. If they see that, that creates attraction. Being a leader of men, right? Showing that other men want to be like you, or that they respect you, or that you're a leader of those men, that's an attraction signal. Confidence is an attraction signal. I'm not going to talk much about that one because everyone complains about, oh, just be confident, bro. I get it. But it is an attraction signal. It does indicate to a woman that you are a better mate, that it does cause at a biological level an instinctive level of attraction. Now, if you're completely ugly, and let's say this example, he said, you know, it's the same for short, ugly guys and women. Okay, if you're a short, ugly guy, is it going to be more difficult for a woman to be attracted to you? Yes, because she's going to take into account all of these things, right? And she might not even give you a chance. She's going to be maybe off put by you, right? You know, if a woman has a negative viewpoint on her attractiveness or attraction towards you, then to turn that around would require quite a bit of effort, and it may be impossible, right? Just like in the instance of this example in a gay bar, if I'm a completely straight guy and a gay guy comes up and starts hitting on me, it doesn't matter what he does, I have a negative attraction to him to begin with. And so it's not possible for him to move it into the attraction zone, or at least nowhere where it would make any sense, right? So the same thing can happen there. And what you have to really think about is that that's not always the case, right? If you are, sure, a very ugly guy and women have a very negative opinion of you, then yeah, you're going to have some hurdles to overcome, but different women are going to have different tastes, and there's ways to overcome that, to work on yourself, to improve yourself so that you're at more of a neutral. But if you're at a neutral place, okay, as far as physical attractiveness, then a lot of what you say, a lot of what you do, a lot of how you come across, those other attraction signals are going to be part of the package when she examines the whole thing. Remember in another video, I was saying that women are primarily attracted, the most powerful attraction trigger is how you make them feel, right? So how you make a woman feel is going to matter more than anything else. And if your presence causes her revulsion, okay, then yeah, you're making her feel revolted, but that's not the default case, right? It's easy for guys to pick out and be like, oh yeah, if you're this short, ugly dude, but that doesn't have to be the case for that. And that's not the case for every guy, right? You can find, sure, a very ugly guy that most people would be repulsed by. Let's be honest about that, all right? That's not a pretty truth, but it is true. But that's not the case for most of you guys that are watching this, right? Most of the guys of you that are watching this, you don't fall into that category, and you're just using this as an excuse instead of actually putting in the work and improving yourself, right? So that's the thing you need to understand. And if you want to put in the work and improve yourself, like even if you are, let's say, a below average looking guy, okay, that's fine. But I can show you how to improve that. There's a lot of things that you can do by developing yourself. That's why, again, if you guys haven't checked it out, Bulldog Mindset membership, $7 for the first month. I'm telling you, I will teach you how to be a high value man. I'll teach you how to do these things, how to improve your looks, which you can do, all right? How to improve your persona, how to improve your physique, all right? And to get more financially secure so that you can be more confident, right? Because you're gonna be more confident when you've accomplished more things, how to have the right mindset, and even how to do things like on your dating app, how to get the right pictures and the right outfits and things that are going to actually make you more appealing. Because my goal, right, for in that area for you is not to get you to be the most physically attractive guy. It might not be possible, right? But I can take you, I know I can, because I coach plenty of guys from below average to at least average, at least slightly above average, to that threshold where things like game is going to matter, where those other social cues and other attraction signals are going to matter. And that whole package is going to make it so that you can be successful with women. See, the problem is that so many guys are focusing on one thing, right? That's why Bulldog Mindset membership, I teach you how to be a high value man. Click the link down below if you haven't already. Like I said, first month is $7, and it's going to be well worth it because you can just binge watch all the content in there and learn all the stuff. You'll learn how to go out on a first date. You'll learn how to make a move. You'll learn how to actually apply this And it's holistic, right? Because that's the approach you have to take, is a holistic approach. You can't be like, okay, looks are the only thing that matter, or looks don't matter. You have to say, okay, I need to get my looks up to a high enough threshold where I'm not revulsion, where I'm not creating revulsion to women. And perhaps there's even a little bit of a positive attraction. And maybe, you know, if you're already in a good place, maybe you can make it a very high positive attraction. But then from there, you need the other attraction signals that you're going to utilize in order to create that attraction. So yes, attraction absolutely can be created. Okay. Now, it is possible, right, that you could walk into a location and a woman could just be attracted to you just based on looks. That's totally possible. But what can also happen is that you open up your mouth and she loses attraction for you, right? There's plenty of examples of that. I don't need to go through all of them, but there's plenty of examples, probably even within your own life, where you were initially attracted to someone and then some way that they carry themselves or behaved or acted, or maybe even their voice, made you less attracted to them. This is the reality of life. So don't worry about this kind of stuff. Don't try and come up with, you know, believe that there's nothing that you can do, because that is not true, right? You can gain attraction for people. You can lose attraction for people. You know, in fact, a lot of you guys that are watching this, a lot of the crushes that you've had in life, they come from a girl that you didn't even have a crush on. You maybe just didn't think of her that way at all. And then over time, over proximity, you started to fall in love with her and you developed a crush, right? So what happened there? Was attraction created? You weren't initially attracted. You weren't initially disinterested, right? You weren't repulsed. But what happened was that your attraction grew. It was created. And there were things that she certainly could have done. In fact, a lot of your heartbreaks, right? If you've been crushing over a girl, you had this one ice over a girl, what caused that? A lot of it is the behavior that she did. She treated you poorly. She ghosted you. She rejected you. She played your heart like a fiddle, right? You know, it was hot and cold, right? Sent you mixed signals. All those things can actually create attraction. If you want a really good book on this, on the idea of creating attraction and how it can actually be used, Robert Greene's book, The Art of Seduction, is a really good one. Go check that one out. Anyway, you can spend all your time debating this and saying, okay, attraction can't be created, or you can come up with all kinds of examples. And yeah, I mean, if you believe that, then sure, that's fine, but it's a waste of time. Instead, what makes most practical sense is to improve yourself to the highest degree that you can physically, and then improve yourself to the highest degree that you can with the non-physical things, right? You should have social skills. You should be approaching many women, right? And if you put all these things together, right, you know, from a numbers game, if you are a guy that is basically improving yourself physically as much as possible, right? Even if you're not good looking, even if you're short, whatever, you can do what you can do, right? Can we agree that you could improve your physique? Can we agree that you could, you know, you could lose weight, you could get in shape, right? Can we agree that you can straighten your teeth? You can do like some smart cosmetic things. You can get a good haircut. You can wear clothes that are well fitting, that accentuate different parts of you, just like women manipulate with makeup. Can we agree you can do those things, which would increase your physical attractiveness? Okay. And then can we agree that if you increase those things, okay, and then you talk to more women, as opposed to less women, even if you have a low probability of success, the more that you talk to, the more that you will get success. Can we agree with that? And then can we agree that if you are better at talking to women and you talk to a lot of them and you're better at it and you're improved your looks and you're better looking, you would overall get better results, okay? It doesn't mean that you're gonna be a pussy slayer, okay? It doesn't mean that you're gonna be some Uber Chad or whatever, you know, lingo you wanna use, but it does mean that you can practically and pragmatically, right? None of this stuff is out there ridiculous. Like, you could, common sense dictates that if you do those three things, if you improve in those three areas, right, both physically, both socially as well, and then with the numbers, the volume, that you will get better results than you're getting now, and that would optimize the results you're getting, right? This is the thing that's not debatable, right? If you do those things, you will have success. Again, that's why I said Bulldog Mindset Membership. If you haven't joined, go check it out, because that's what I'm showing you how to do pragmatically, how to practically do this. And you know, the other stance you could take is to just continue to complain and whine and try to figure out reasons why this isn't gonna work. Instead, if you do those things, it's pretty irrefutable that you will succeed. You will grow, at least you'll have better success and the best chance of success. And maybe that success isn't enough for you. Fine. Okay. At that point, you know, figure out something else to do with your life. I get it. Okay. Then we can have a pity party. But until you've done that to the max that you can, then let's not even entertain the other things. Let's not entertain the what ifs. Let's not entertain all the kind of bullshit and this kind of negative thinking that has no purpose. It has no purpose. It doesn't improve you. It doesn't affect anything. It doesn't help you in any way. It just discourages you and keeps you from doing things that could actually be a positive improvement in your life. So get rid of this kind of thinking. Don't think about this. Instead, just take action and try to improve yourself. Okay. That is the most effective thing that you can do. And as a consolation prize, if you do these things, you'll just be a better overall person. Maybe you're not going to have the woman of your dreams or the sex life that you want. Okay, fine. But you'll still be better off because you'll still be more confident with yourself, right? You'll still have a better financial situation, a better social situation, you'll have more friends. All of these things would be positive as opposed to complaining and whining about things. Does that make sense? All right. If so, subscribe, join us in the Bulldog Mindset membership, and watch the next video.